WOGO, your sports station.
This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Matinee Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. And we are live with audio and video via that wonderful partnership with Max TV. As always, thank you to Val Knobloch and the crew at Max TV. Carter Grill, I believe, running the show today. So thank you, Carter. And thank you to Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Right off the bat, if the title matchup is anything like the undercard, we are in for a treat this afternoon. We are in overtime in the JV game, thus our late start here. 39-36. Neillsville is the opponent this afternoon, and they lead by three and are at the free throw line right now. This matchup this afternoon is between state-ranked teams in Divisions 5 and 4. Neillsville in the latest Associated Press poll ranked number 5 in Division 4. The coaches have them at number 7. They are 19-0, 13-0 unbeaten in the Eastern Clover Belt Conference. On the western side of the Clover Belt is where the McDonald Lady Macs reside. They are 16-3 on the year, 12-0. In the Catbird seat in first place in the WCC, and latest coaches poll has them at 8th in the state in Division 5. Latest AP poll tied for 10th with Hillsboro. Still 16.4 remaining, the JV game 39-36, and Neillsville back at the line. Mark Maloney, it should be a fun one this afternoon.
Yes, it will be. And
first free throw is good, so that makes it a two-possession game for Neillsville.
4-point lead there, so it's fun watching these JV girls play. Good athletes out there on the floor. And you're right, this afternoon's going to be a great game between two really good teams again.
And maybe burying the lead a bit here, speaking of great game, last time out, McDonald on Thursday, a road win at Regis thanks to a last-second bucket by Izzy Hartman. With 3 seconds left, Izzy off the long feed from Marley Hughes beats Regis 51-50, and with that, McDonald claims at least a share of their first Western Clover Belt Conference championship in school history. Their last conference championship, they weren't part of the Western Clover Belt. Right. That was back in the 88-89 season, Central Wisconsin Catholic Conference title there. They won that one outright. They've got a chance to win the Western Clover Belt outright with win over Bloomer or Connaught in their last two conference games. But, man, that was one of the goals, Mark, for this season, is to get that conference championship, do something no one else in school history had ever done, and now they've accomplished that and a chance to get it full and outright.
Yes, and, they got a couple of games coming up, that game against Connaught. They handled them fairly decently on our court, but, Connaught, it's going to be at Connaught, and they probably want to want a little revenge there too. So there's a couple of good games coming up. I'm watching the game here, and Chloe Flanagan thought that it was a 1-1 and grabbed the ball and took off. But
40-36 with 3 seconds left, and second free throw is good, so that should just about do it here. A valiant effort as the McDonald JV down big in the first half, came all the way back to force overtime, but they do fall 41-36. Looking forward to a good one here this afternoon. When you look at the last time out for both of these two teams, Neillsville defeated Spencer 61-12. And again, without any offense to those teams on the eastern side of the Clover Belt, it's a tale of two conferences. And here on the western side of the Clover Belt, McDonald's facing some very stiff competition. Right now, again, they're in first, Neillsville in first. But probably if you look at those crossover games, you would expect that the Western Clover Belt would probably take the majority of these. Second place in that eastern side of the Clover Belt is 9-3 Columbus Catholic, who, of course, McDonald beat by 22 on the road in their first game of the season. But Neillsville This is no smoke and mirrors here. This is a Neillsville team that went to state last year, returned almost everyone. They are 19-0 for a reason, including a dominant 13-point win over last year's Division 5 state champion, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. This is a very well-coached team with head coach John Geyer.
Yes, they've been down to state a few times. Neillsville's always had some great basketball teams, good coaching over there. And I'm just looking at the roster. They only have 12 seniors on there. So the returning girls that are coming back have got some experience. And, again, it looks like they're going to be, you know, just keep it on going for the next couple of years if you look at the roster there.
Something that really jumps out to you about Neillsville, their defense averaging just 27.6 points per game given up, but they're shooting 72% from the foul line. They shoot 54% from the field and 45% from downtown, and not on just minimal attempts, they hit almost six threes per game.
Yeah. So, again, great test for the McDonald girls here, you know, Division 5 against Division 4, so it's going to be a great test for the girls here, and just do nothing but get them prepared for this latter part of the season.
A little bit later in our Max pregame show, we'll look at the last time these two teams met. That was a home win here for McDonald. They've had Neillsville at home 2 years in a row, 59-44. They won in mid-January of 2022. Again, quick recap of that last game on Thursday, a 51-50 last-second road win at Regis. Emily Cooper with 19 points, hit 3 three-pointers, 2 of 2 from the foul line, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Marley Hughes with 10 points. 1 of 5 from 3-point range, 4 of 12 from the field, but 6 rebounds and 7 assists for Marley, along with 2 steals. Aubrey Dorn, 10 points and 10 rebounds. She's officially averaging a double-double now, 1 assist, 1 steal. Izzy Hartman had 3 steals and 4 points, none more important than that last second basket to beat Regis McDonald. Just 33% from the field shooting, 64% from the foul line, and 30% from 3-point range. Those are all well below their season averages. So credit to Coach Joas and Regis. McDonald only turned the ball over 6 times, but Regis, it's a tough place to play down there.
It is. It always is down there in that gym, and it's kind of a, you know, of all the gyms we've been in, Caleb, that's probably one of the more older styled ones, right? It's a little dark in there. It's a little dingy in there, you know, where just what everybody else has revamped their gymnasiums and stuff. So, I don't know, you would think that maybe at some point Regis will do that down there too. It's still a very nice gymnasium. I'm not cutting their gymnasium by any
But there's
means,
a mystique but, down there,
yes.
too. I mean, the McDonald, it's been a house of horrors for McDonald boys and girls a lot of years. More success recently, but again, well coached that Regis team, and they gave McDonald all they could handle. And Max lucky to come out of there. Not lucky, but again, fortunate to say, hey, now we win the conference title on a very, very exciting last second shot.
Yes, and again, what a great test for the girls, you know. I mean, and, you know, a testament to them being able to handle that type of pressure, you know, to win the conference championship against a rival school like Regis.
Well, let's take a 2-minute break here on Max Pregame. We'll come back with both head coaches, starting with John Geyer of Neillsville. It's the Warriors and the Lady Max here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Back in 2.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona at Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. It's a good one this afternoon. The Neillsville Warriors ranked number 5 in the latest Division 4 AP poll against your also state-ranked Division 5 McDonald. Lady Max here with head coach John Geyer. And, Coach, this is a matchup that has been happening every year. It's a good non-conference test, one side of the Clover Belt against the other. What do you see in McDonald that impresses you this year?
Just the passion that they play with. They all play so hard. And if you don't match that intensity, you're going to be in trouble. I mean, they play aggressively at both ends of the floor. They play with great offensive confidence. So we got to be ready to match that energy and try to take some of that firepower away.
When you look at your season, obviously no setbacks. You had a perfect record so far. The eastern side of the Clover Belt and the western side of the Clover Belt, we've got the conference matchups, but also you've scheduled some tough non-conference teams, beat last year's state champion Division 5 in Assumption. What have you seen from your team and maybe some of those matchups that were a lot closer?
Well, we're kind of a new team. We've got a lot of kids that are playing a lot of significant minutes in their first year. And what I've seen, I think, is we play through mistakes pretty well, and we just show a lot of grit. We just find a way, and we've had to do that a couple times. Altoona played us really tough, but we found a way to win there. I think in Assumption, the big thing playing them was we were able to handle their press, and that's going to be important today as well. So I think those are the things that we're looking for. I think offensively, we're pretty confident. Defensively, we always try to lean on that as much as we can. We have two seniors that are just really passionate about the game and really do a nice job of leading our younger kids. And without that leadership, we would have struggled.
And finally, Coach, your offense versus their defense. They kind of hang their hat on defense, and you mentioned your offensive confidence. What has to give for you to be able to win this game today?
Well, number one, I think you have to try to get some easies once in a while. You got to try to get a steal on your end and get down to the other end quickly and get a score. You know, I see that's how they beat Regis the other night, was able to get a quick score after a free throw. But that's really important. The other thing is you got to take care of the basketball. You're not going to just go down there and get the first look that you want. It's not going to be after one pass. You're going to have to take care of the basketball. You're going to have to work without the basketball to get open, and you've got to be willing to play offense longer than they can play defense, and you got to be willing to play defense longer than they can play offense. I think it really boils down to that.
It should be a good heavyweight matchup here, Coach. We're looking forward to it. Good to see you again. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. McDonald's always a great opponent for us, and they got quite a tradition going on here.
That's head coach John Geyer of Neillsville back after this with Coach Cooper of the Max. A good one brewing here in Chippewa Falls on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
No-look bounce pass down low.
Katie Ruff off the window, countered into foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in, the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Welcome back to Matinee Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, live from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Two state-ranked squads in Divisions 5 and 4 in the WIAA. Here at McDonald Central, Lady Max against Neillsville, and here with head coach Don Cooper. And first and foremost, still have some things to accomplish in the conference, but getting at least a share of that conference title with that huge last-second win over Regis, that had to feel good for the girls.
Oh, it did, and it was just a great accomplishment, but our dreams and our goals aren't fulfilled yet, so we're just one thing at a time.
Coach, beginning of the season, then here in the stretch run of the season, kind of the same MO. You schedule up, you schedule hard to test these girls. What are you going to see today in Neillsville?
Well, Neillsville's just a great coach team, a well-coached team. They're a great team, and it just should be a good battle, good test for us. That's what I want at the end of the season, is always good postseason battles to going into it.
What does Neillsville do particularly well? Obviously, you guys have some history, see them about every year, and they brought a lot back this year.
Yes, Neillsville's got a good core group, a good team, and they rebound the basketball well. They play good defense, and if we can score, I think we can stay with them.
You're talking about scoring. I know from time to time we've seen the offense really let it rip, and then times where things stagnate a little bit too. What do you need to do to get in sync and rhythm early?
Well, it's our defense. Our defense creates our offense, and if we can have the pressure on them, I know they're not as deep as what they've used to be with Neillsville teams. I think we can get to them. So it's all about ball pressure and them running our transition.
A great way to spend a Saturday afternoon. We're looking forward to it, Coach. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage.
Head coach Don Cooper back after this. Game time on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again, Wurzgala Company.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Two state-ranked squads collide here in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Time for your Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. The last time these two teams met was mid-January of last year on this floor. McDonald up 3 at the half, then 38-26 in the second half, won that game 59-44. In that contest, McDonald shot 43
58% from the field, took 25 free throws, made 18 of them, 72%, also hit 7 three-pointers and a 33-17 rebounding advantage. A lot of foul trouble for both teams, but 14 assists on 17 field goals. Your keys to the game, Mark Maloney, I think rebounding is one of those ones where if there's any advantage McDonald might have over this Neillsville team, you're hoping it's on the glass.
Yes, and I'm going to say one of the keys, just watching the Neillsville girls shoot the basketball, they were shooting the lights out. It's got to be defense. We have to come out and play some tough, tough defense and keep these girls from scoring. And if they shoot, it's got to be a one and done. But I'm telling you, the way they're shooting out there, their ones might be counting. So we got to play tough defense in their grill to keep them guys off their balance.
Toyson Ford, keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Player introductions and tip-off next on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
No-look bounce pass down low.
Katie Ruff off the window, countered in a foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in, the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at Steve and Deb Racer Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Starting lineups being introduced. First for the Neillsville Warriors, AP ranked number 5 in the state in Division 4. Delaney Rochester, she's the point guard, senior, 12.3 points per game. Sydney Subke, a sophomore forward, 8.7 points per game, number 23. Number 24, Amelia Trunkle, just under 13 points per game for the senior guard. Paris Opelt, almost 19 points per game, their leading scorer, number 32. A guard-forward combo, a junior, and then Jess Kuhn, a freshman. She's another guard-forward, number 34, averaging 4.5 points per game. John Geyer, the legendary head coach of Neillsville. On the other side, for McDonald, Marley Hughes, 5'9", senior guard-forward combo, number 1, 12.4 points per game, almost 7 assists per game to lead the team. Callie Goulet, 5'10", junior forward, number 11, 3 points per game, 3.2 rebounds, an assist, and a steal per game. Emily Cooper, 5'7", junior point guard, number 22, leads the team at 15.5 points per game. Second assist at 5.4. Aubrey Dorn, 6 foot junior center, number 23, almost 13 points per game and averages a double-double of 10.3 rebounds. And rounding out the starting five for McDonald, Izzy Hartman, 5'6", junior guard, number 31, 3.8 points, 2.8 rebounds, 2.6 steals. She had the game winner against Regis on Tuesday night. Don Cooper, ninth year head coach here at McDonald, 144-71 record. That's a 67% winning percentage. Scarlet uniforms, tops and bottoms for Neillsville, white numerals, white lettering, and gray piping, gray stripes on the sides of the tanks and shorts. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniform, solid white top and bottom, solid royal blue numerals and lettering. As the top The tip, rather, is won by McDonald, and a quick three from the right corner. Emily Cooper is no good, but that tip easily won, and I think Nielsville just kind of conceding that one to Aubrey Dorn.
Yes, they did.
Two of the top 10 teams in the state in divisions 5 and 4. And Nielsville, as you mentioned, we'll get into this, they can shoot the lights out of the basketball.
And I think, I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but Coach Cooper's in a man-to-man defense.
Thinking about a three, now backing down into the lane is Jess Kuhn, and a travel called on Kuhn. Again, she's the freshman in this starting lineup, and we talk about Trunkle and Opelt for Nielsville. They've got some experience. Again, a lot of players back for this Nielsville team, but some youth and players that didn't get as many minutes last year, as Coach Geyer mentioned. Marley Hughes to Izzy Hartman. Aubrey Dorn, left corner. Finds Emily Cooper in the lane. 10-footer rattles through. Now Izzy Hartman chasing Delaney Rochester. Rochester, one of those seniors on this roster. A kick out, open look at a three for Nielsville. Far side of the rim, no offensive rebound is good. Sneaky along the baseline. Emily Cooper tips a pass from Sydney Subke out of bounds. That three was lofted by Jess Kuhn, the freshman, not shy.
No, it's Aubrey's playing off her and just saying, hey, take the three.
So Trunkle will inbound. Trunkle holds. We'll go left side. That's Paris Opelt. Almost 19 points per game for Opelt. No heights listed for Nielsville, so we're going to have to kind of give you our best guess. As a pass thrown out of bounds from the high key. And another turnover to McDonald. Aubrey Dorn going with a little bit different gear now, almost those volleyball knee pads.
Nope.
She's no stranger to hitting the deck. Plays hard. The McDonald 6 foot junior. 2-0, the Lady Max, almost 90 seconds gone by. Speaking of Aubrey Dorn, free throw line jumper bounces in and out. Opelt goes high for the rebound. I'm going to guess Opelt's about 5'10 or 5'11.
Yeah.
Just looking at how she matches up against Callie Goulet. She's actually, you know what? We may give Opelt a full 6 feet. She's close. At the right elbow, Delaney Rochester leaves it outside for Sydney Subke. Rochester pulls up, jumper in. Just outside the lane on the right wing. They're tied at 2 apiece, 2 minutes gone by. Long cross-court pass goes through the arms of Nielsville and out of bounds. Last touch by Amelia Trunkle as she and Emily Cooper both went high for it, and neither one was able to haul it in.
Yeah.
Inbounds to Cooper. Marley Hughes finds Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes to the basket, can't get it to fall. Back out to Marley. Marley to Izzy Hartman, 17-foot jumper, left wing, money. Izzy Hartman shooting the ball with confidence. Now we'll see how much of a storyline it is, but Marley Hughes, probably McDonald's best all-around player, their senior leader, is struggling with illness today and may have some more limited minutes.
She's going to give it everything she's got out there.
That's Marley.
One of the senior leaders.
She's an incredible player. Left wide open is Rochester. Rochester nails the three, and Nielsville has their first lead. That one from just left of the circle. Rochester left wide open. Aubrey Dorn on the right wing gets a little slip screen going hard at the hoop. Draws a foul. First whistle on either team. And Aubrey Dorn will go to the line shooting a pair.
Yeah, Nielsville kind of leaves that middle wide open. They pressure the ball up high, but man, the middle's wide open.
So Dorn will go to the line for the first time tonight. And he gets a nice roll on the first free throw. Aubrey Dorn, 67% foul shooter. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete, 3 generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Dorn notches a pair of free throws, and back and forth we go early going as McDonald with a 6-5 win. Opelt on the run across the logo. Opelt down the left side of the lane. Looks like a carrier.
She's carrying the ball.
She kind of glued it to her hip for a moment, but anyway. Bodies go flying, a hard drive in, and a foul on Aubrey Dorn. As that was Amelia Trunkle forcing the issue. Blocking foul on Dorn, her first, team's first.
There's some good free throw shooting going on.
First free throw is perfect for Amelia Trunkle. She's a senior, ties the game at 6. They shoot 72% from the foul line. Trunkle's second free throw is good as well. She has a little routine where she walks up to the free throw line and then shoots, almost like she's stepping into a jumper, but keeps the feet planted. 7-6 Neillsville. 14:48 and counting to go here first half on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Callie Goulet rotates to Marley Hughes, left wing, up top Emily Cooper. Cooper for Izzy Hartman, curling to the foul line. Hartman wings it back out to Marley Hughes. Marley to Emily Cooper. Cooper working a left-handed bounce out between the circles. Matched up against Rochester. For Marley Hughes. Marley leaves for Aubrey Dorn. Aubrey shot fake against Opelt, finds Marley Hughes, kick out. Dorn back to Marley. Marley kicks to Izzy Hartman. Hartman, 18-foot jumper. Back rim, no long rebound. Tapped out to Hartman. She'll attack the basket. Runner can't go in. Hartman gets her own rebound and will save it back in. Aubrey Dorn on the floor, picks it up and throws it to Neillsville. Now a tie-up. And possession should go to the Warriors, and it will. Aubrey was trying not to commit the travel and couldn't find anyone to throw the ball to.
Yeah. Good hustle there by both teams going after that ball.
7-6 Neillsville. Delaney Rochester guarded by Callie Goulet. Emily Cooper waiting to trap at midcourt. Rochester picks it up, wings a pass to Opelt, right wing in front of the McDonald bench. Splits a double team. Does Opelt, goes to Rochester, rotates left corner. Quick three, blocked by Aubrey Dorn. Oh, she swatted the heck out of that ball.
Yes, she was up in the air.
13:49. 7-6, our score. Neillsville with a one-point lead. They will inbound from underneath the hoop. Rochester, left wing, up top, wide open look at a three, and that one rattles through. Number 23, Sydney Subke. 10-6, Neillsville. This is a 45% three-point shooting team. You cannot give them looks like that. Aubrey Dorn pulls up at the left block extended. Emily Cooper to answer for three. Straight on, won't rim in. Rebound batted through several pairs of hands. Back out to Emily. Big head fake. Drops down to Callie Goulet, but a push first. Again, the last time these two teams collided, 17 fouls for Neillsville, 14 for McDonald, led to 25 free throw attempts for the Lady Macs. And Neillsville on the other side had 19 free throw attempts. Marley Hughes will take care of first break, and coming into the game, Kylie Jensen, 5'6", junior guard, number 34, almost 3 points per game. And to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn double teams, spins, and draws a foul.
Yeah, she's got a... She was right underneath the basket, and she's got to play that strong, and she did, and picked up the foul.
At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. First free throw, no good for Aubrey Dorn. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. That's ghr-ec.com. 2 of 3 from the line, now 3 of 4, Aubrey Dorn. All three of her points coming from the charity stripe, and it's a one-possession game, 10-7 Neillsville. Pressure in the backcourt by Aubrey Dorn. Kuhn across the timeline, almost a throwaway. Rochester retrieves. Izzy Hartman right in her back. Slide a bounce pass up to Kuhn. Kuhn, the freshman, trying to split a couple defenders. And if Aubrey Dorn picked up that foul, that's her second.
I don't know who they're going to put that one on. Might go on Izzy. Yep, one on Izzy.
Izzy Hartman. So that's her first, team second. Now McDonald will check in Sophie Schmidgong, Katie Ruff. This will be a shooting foul for Jess Kuhn, the freshman. First free throw is short. Exactly 5 minutes gone by in the first half, so Katie Ruff checks in. Number 15, 5'10", junior center, 1.3 points, 3.1 rebounds. Second free throw for Kuhn. That one is good. So Kuhn, her first points. Back to a two-possession advantage, 11-7. Sophie Schmidgall also in, the 5'10 sophomore forward, number 0, averaging 7.2 points and 3.2 rebounds. Gets a steal every game as well. Callie Goulet, left corner, long cross-court to give dangerous pass, and that's stolen by Neillsville. Coming hard the other way, the Warriors, a trip, and still retrieved by Neillsville in the right corner. Opel spins into the lane, kick out to Rochester. Wide open look at a three, right corner, that one good for Amelia Trunkle. 14-7.
I was watching her in warm-ups, and she didn't miss very many threes.
Trunkle on the year, 48% from three-point range. Almost 60% is Opelt. Opelt lost the ball along the baseline, stepping in front of a pass. And it'll be McDonald basketball as Marley Hughes
I think they're going to put a foul on McDonald.
That one, we'll see where that goes.
It did. It went on Callie Goulet.
So Goulet's first, team's third. Callie's going to check out. Marley Hughes right back in. And again, Marley not at full strength, unfortunately, today. And they're going to need contributions from everyone to beat this Neillsville team. Long cross-court pass. Opelton has it. High on the left. She'll skip to the right corner. That's Trunkel. Delaney Rochester over to Opelt. 57% three-point shooter. She's got a wide open look. The junior makes it 17-7, Neillsville.
It's a good shooting team.
They have hit four threes in the first 6 minutes and change. Marley Hughes left wing. Screen from Schmidgall. Give and go right back to Sophie. Sophie has her shot blocked out of bounds and last touched by Schmidgall with 11:33 left. Aubrey Doring going to check back in for Katie Ruff. Paris Opelt will inbound. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. 10-point lead for Neillsville. Dribbling on the sideline is Delaney Rochester. And a turnover to McDonald.
Yeah, that was great defense there. I mean, they weren't blocking her. She just ran out of room.
Lizzie Hartman checks in for Kylie Jensen. 10-point lead for Neillsville, 17-7. They picked up right where they left off in warm-ups in terms of shooting from beyond the arc. We'll see if McDonald has an answer here as Rochester takes it away from Emily Cooper. Push ahead to Opelt, pulls up right elbow jumper. Back rimmed it, no long rebound, knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Neillsville, going to McDonald. Impressed by Delaney Rochester so far. She's the smallest player on the floor in terms of height for Neillsville, but a senior in... Her defense is phenomenal so far.
Yes.
Aubrey Dorn at the left block. She lost it between her legs. Now tied up with Opelt. And possession will stay with McDonald. And I think that was Rochester actually who caused that loose ball.
I'm telling you, the defense that Neillsville is putting on these girls is phenomenal.
Maddie Geisler checks in, number five. The junior, 5'5", guard. Rochester, another steal. She steps in front of a pass, but threw it into the backcourt. Actually, she stepped on the sideline first.
I think, whether she was out of bounds or it was going to be an over and back call anyway.
10:56 left. McDonald trails 17-7 here in the first half on their home floor against state-ranked Neillsville. Marley Hughes up top off the screen from Aubrey Dorn. So Abby Geisler in the right corner. Up top, Sophie Schmidgall rotates to Marley Hughes. Marley, big head fake after thinking about a three. Bounce to Maddie Geisler, wide open for three. That one off the mark, back rim. Rebound, Aubrey Dorn. She gets drugged down, and yes, they saw that foul. That goes on Delaney Rochester. Team's fourth. 10:35 left. So a 10-point game. It's been a scoring drought here for McDonald. That is, they did not call that on Rochester. They called that on Jess Kuhn. That's her second. Inbounds. Going right back to Marley Hughes off a loose ball from Aubrey Dorn. Kick out, Geisler for three. That one rims in and out. Rebound, Opelt. Opelt now wants to push. Opelt, the junior, down the left side of the lane. Hits the brakes. Throws out to Trunkel. Passes up the three off the closeout. Rochester up top. Back to Amelia Trunkel. Trunkel checked by Schmidgall. Throws to Rochester. Doubled. Right side, Trunkel. Shoots it into the lane. Steal by Maddie Geisler. Maddie now on the run across midcourt. And she lost it to Opelt. Opelt knocks the ball loose. Trunkel cleans it up in the backcourt. 17-7, McDonald under 10 minutes to play, and McDonald trailing by 10. Three in the corner for Neillsville. That one mercifully in and out. As the Warriors have hit four three-pointers, 12 of their 17 points. So the team that went to state in D4 last year. Aubrey Dorn back out to Maddie Geisler. McDonald still waiting for their first three to fall.
They just got to take care of the basketball.
Marley Hughes puts it on the floor with the left hand. At the left elbow, back out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman crashes hard to the hoop, up and in for two with the left hand.
Might have taken an extra step.
I think she might have taken an NBA step, but Coach Geyer saw it. 17-9, McDonald. Either that or she has strides like Giannis.
Yes.
Right corner, open look at a three for Nielsville, and another one. Sydney Subkey, the sophomore. And McDonald needs a timeout here, trailing 20-9, 8:58 remaining. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports. This is
Full Timeout.
Full Timeout, back in 60 seconds.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Just past the halfway point of the first half here in Chippewa Falls, McDonald with a bit of a hill to climb here against Nielsville. 20-9, they trail with 8:52 to go here in the first half. Lady Max with the basketball and Marley Hughes on the left wing. Marley cross-court skip, Emily Cooper matched up against Delaney Rochester, and a reach and foul on Rochester.
That's her
I
third.
I believe that's her.
Oh, no,
her
second. You're right. Yep. Oh, it's only her first.
You're correct. So just the first on Rochester, the fifth, though, on Nielsville. Inbounds to Emily Cooper. Cooper now against Trunkel to Marley Hughes. Hughes to Aubrey Dorn. Paris Opelt comes out on her, gives her a little bit of space. Aubrey Dorn back to Emily Cooper between the wheels. Drops it off for Marley Hughes. Marley just right at the circle, off a screen from Aubrey Dorn, give and go look, drops it down instead to Callie Goulet, blocked on the way up, knocked out of bounds, last touched by Nielsville. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Inbounds to Emily Cooper. Cooper putting on the floor with the right hand and blocked on the way up, knocked out of bounds, last touched by Delaney Rochester. Call 723-9490 for Quality Propane and Fuels. You can stop by their office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Emily Cooper to inbound. Drops in for Izzy Hartman, right wing. Hartman puts it on the ground with the left hand across the foul line, back to Emily Cooper. Cooper, deep three, left wing.
Oh, my goodness. I was waiting.
Need a little bit more of that. Cooper with five. McDonald trails 20-12. That's their first three-pointer. Nielsville has hit five. Opelt doubled along the baseline. Marley Hughes ties her up. Possession will stay with Nielsville. Good play coming from the weak side, Marley Hughes.
We got to play tough defense against these girls.
Eight-point game, 20-12. Again, an eternity remaining in this one. 7:50 left in the first half. Lily Opelt, Harris's cousin, comes into the game, the junior. Throws right side. Sydney Subcues hit a couple threes already. Delaney Rochester thought about pulling the trigger on a three. On the right wing, Subkey holding in front of the McDonald bench, shoots it up top. Aubrey Dorn thought she had a bead on a steal there.
All the McDonald girls are into that 1-3-1 with Aubrey Dorn up on top.
Trunkle up top, and we have a whistle and a foul. I think Callie Goulet just picked up her second, battling with Paris Opelt.
Yeah, Callie's going, well, she stepped on my foot and fell down.
That's the fourth on McDonald, and it is the second on Callie. She'll stay out there for the time being with 7:21 remaining. Little foul trouble for both teams. Callie Goulet up top. That's Lily Opelt. Trunkle drops it down to Paris Opelt, left corner. She's doubled there. Paris Opelt steps on the line. 7:10 remaining. McDonald trails by eight. They'll inbound in front of their own student section in that left corner.
Well, Sophie, Sophie Smigdell's coming in for Cali.
So Sophie comes in for Cali, who has those two fouls. Five whistles against Neillsville, four against McDonald. Lady Max trail by eight with 7:05 to go here in the first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Emily Cooper up top. Thought about a long three. Instead skips it over Marley Hughes. Her first three-point attempt. Left wing comes up short. Aubrey Dorn offensive rebound. Dorn backing right in. Attacks the hoop. No, but a foul.
Good move by Aubrey there.
Third time Aubrey Dorn is going to the line. She's 3 of 4 from the foul line tonight. This afternoon, rather. So Aubrey Dorn will have a pair here. First free throw is perfect. 4 of 5 from the foul line, Aubrey Dorn. Lily Opelt will go out. Jess Kuhn back in. She is playing with those two fouls. Second attempt here for Aubrey Dorn. That one too long, spins out. Opelt with the rebound. 7-point game, 20-13. McDonald trails Neillsville. This battle of two of the top 10 teams in divisions 5 and 4. Up top, Trunkle. Drops it over and gets it back from Rochester. Now Trunkle loops for Kuhn. Back to Trunkle near the sideline to Paris Opelt. Opelt flips one back to Trunkle. Kuhn in the right corner. She's double, tries to split the double team, and Emily Cooper with the pass. Ahead to Sophie Schmidtall. She didn't know where the ball was, and it went off her back and out of bounds.
Yeah. She thought maybe that was going to get fed a little bit further down the floor, but Emily couldn't get it to her.
Some pressure in the backcourt. Trunkle picks up her dribble, loops it over to Opelt. Opelt right down the middle of the floor to Kuhn. Left side, a bump, and Aubrey Dorn just picked up her second as Sydney Subkey was going down the left baseline. We'll help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. Air ball on a three out of the inbounds. That one came up well short for Sydney Subkey, who has hit nothing but net the first couple times she shot.
She was just a little bit out of her rhythm there, but...
Again, that's if okay. You're McDonald, you're hoping to get into the legs of this Neillsville team, so those shooters are just a little bit more weary each time they let fly. 20-13, Max trail by 7, 5:45 to go in the first half here at home in Chippewa Falls. High post feed Aubrey Dorn to Sophie Schmidtall, right block extended, back out to Marley Hughes. Marley finds Izzy Hartman. Hartman attacks into the lane, scooping shot, no. Opelt clears the rebound. Opelt now on the run, far side of the floor. Opelt scoots it over, left wing Subkey. Delaney Rochester to Trunkle. Trunkle back to Rochester, high post feed Opelt. Spins at the left elbow, leaves it for Rochester. Trunkle now up top, picks up her dribble and floats it over to the left wing. Subkey, who's hit those two threes. Back up near midcourt, the rotate right side. Delaney Rochester straddling the three-point arc, picks up her dribble, splits the double team. Her pass goes astray, and four players diving on the floor. Coach Cooper calling for a timeout. Yeah. Didn't get it, and possession will go to McDonald.
Yeah, he's got to get possession in order to get the timeout, and it just didn't quite happen. That was good hustle by both teams again.
With exactly 5 minutes remaining in the half, Callie Goulet will check in. Sophie Schmidtall will inbound. Aubrey Dorn is out for McDonald. Again, those two fouls on Aubrey. So we'll see how long she stays out in a 7-point game. Lady Max trailing here at home against a Neillsville squad that has been as advertised. Izzy Hartman at the right elbow to Sophie Schmidtall, right corner. Out to Emily Cooper. Cooper bouncing with the left hand. Leaves it high on the left for Izzy Hartman. Finds Marley Hughes. Floats it over Emily Cooper, left wing. Right back to Marley at the left elbow. Marley wheeling on the pivot foot. Out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman, a pass and a bump up top, and that's a quick foul on Trunkle on Emily Cooper. And that was the last one to give in the first half for Neillsville.
That's a third on her.
So a little foul trouble. And I'll excuse myself. That was the seventh foul. So Emily Cooper will go to the line shooting a 1-1. And Maddie Geisler will check in for Izzy Hartman. And you are absolutely correct. Amelia Trunkle, their senior guard, almost 13 points per game. That is her third foul. Free throw for Cooper, rattles it through. Emily Cooper now sitting at 6 points for the Lady Max, and 6 points is the deficit. Clawing back bit by bit here. withstanding that early barrage from Nielsville. Second free throw is perfect for the 88% foul shooter, Emily Cooper. 4.5 to go here in the first half, 5-point game. Delaney Rochester splits two defenders, tripped up, no foul called, as I think the official's right on that one, that it was incidental. And picking the pocket of Opelt is Schmidgall. Schmidgall has her pocket picked, but throwing it back to Emily Cooper. Delaney Rochester saves to the wrong team. And Emily Cooper says thank you very much and gets two more. 3-point game, 20-17, Nielsville. Opelt to Rochester. Rochester right side of the floor. Back out to Lily Opelt. Lily Opelt's pass tipped right back to her at the foul line. She's wheeling off the pivot. Up top to Sydney Subkey. 3:48 to go here in the first half. Opelt left wing. Good closeout. Pass all the way across the floor to Kuhn. Kuhn is doubled near the McDonald bench. She'll split that double. Slide it over to Opelt. Oh, no. They left her alone for three. That one in and out. Wow, you just think it's going in every time she shoots. Marley Hughes. Emily Cooper for three, right side. That one is on it.
I love this look from right here, Caleb, and it just looks so good.
Tie game, 20 apiece, 3:21 left. Don't go anywhere. Timeout on the floor. We're back after this on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
We'll make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. 3:21 remaining in the first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Stephen Deb Racer Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. The Lady Macs have fought back from an 11-point deficit, and they are tied with Nielsville 20-20 in this Titan matchup between the top teams in the eastern and western sides of the Clover Belt Conference, both state-ranked in their respective divisions.
Yes, and I'm you know, trying to keep track of as many turnovers as I can, Caleb, and I got McDonald at 5 and Nielsville at 6 right now. And again, that's all because of the defense that these girls are playing.
An underrated part of what Nielsville does so well is their defense. Under 28 points per game given up. Quick three. Oh, my goodness. Giving the lead right back is Delaney Rochester. Her second three. That is now 6 threes in the first half for Nielsville. An absolute artillery barrage from downtown from the Warriors. 23-20. Can McDonald withstand it? Callie Goulet back in with those two fouls. Floats it up top. Maddie Geisler. The high post. Marley Hughes turns. Pulls up from 14. Comes up short. Rebound. Paris Opelt of Nielsville. Opelt on the run. Wide open. Down the lane. Layup good. No one picked up Opelt. Well, she has 5.
Thought maybe Maddie was going to step in there. But
Maddie Geisler right wing. Kylie Jensen about to come back in. 5 quick points for Nielsville out of the timeout. Callie Goulet, right block extended, back to Emily Cooper. Loops it up top, Maddie Geisler. Maddie holding, leaves for Emily Cooper. Cooper to Geisler, high on the left side. Marley Hughes slides a bounce pass to Sophie Schmidgall, pulls up from 6 feet and good along the left baseline.
Nice shot.
Sophie Schmidgall, her first points. Back to a 1-possession lead for Nielsville. Paris Opelt across the timeline, shoots a pass left wing. Sydney Subkey, Amelia Trunkle, one of their starters, is on the bench with 3 fouls. Kuhn, the freshman left wing, has those fluorescent shoes. Easy to pick out here. Long cross-court skip, they left Opelt open again for 3. I don't really even need to tell you that she made it. You can just... She's a 57% 3-point shooter, and it is just... absolute cash when she's that wide open. 28-22, 90 seconds left. Donald trailed by as many as 11, came back to tie. Now an 8-2 run from the Nielsville Warriors. Marley Hughes at the right block. Marley's doubled and fouled.
Yep.
Either Kuhn or Rochester.
Oh, that'll go on Kuhn.
Now that might be the third on Kuhn, if I'm not mistaken. 1:19 left, and Marley Hughes will go to the line shooting a 1-1 here. It's the eighth whistle against Nielsville.
It is her third, Caleb.
So two starters with three fouls for Coach John Guyer in Nielsville. That could be significant. Emerson Ormond, she's a freshman and a forward, number 40, comes in. Marley Hughes at the foul line. Free throw for Marley. Rattles in and out. And Marley's a 79% foul shooter, but she is very much under the weather today. 6-point game. Opelt, dangerous pass up top, but Rochester able to get a loose ball after it went by the intended recipient. Ormond, the freshman left wing, drops it down in the corner. Runner from 16 feet is good. Sydney Subkey scoring from multiple levels. Back to an 8-point lead, 30-22 for Nielsville. Does McDonald have an answer here as we're in the final minute of the first half? Sophie Schmidt-Gall back up top. Kylie Jensen to Emily Cooper. Cooper, Jizzy Hartman back to Emily on the left wing. Kylie Jensen, right wing, back to Cooper. Big shot fake. Now Cooper skips one up and walks the basket.
He didn't quite let her get that Euro step counted.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald High School Sports on WOGO. 25 seconds left. We'll see if Nielsville holds for a final shot. Delaney Rochester throws right corner to Lily Opel. 30-22 Nielsville. Rochester over to Orman. Skips it into the left corner. That's Subkey. 14 seconds remaining. Nielsville indeed looks like they're playing for one shot here. Paris Opelt, though, wide open for three again.
Boy.
And she couldn't pass that one up. Wow, what a player. 33-22 back to an 11-point lead. Emily Cooper tries to answer with a runner, and McDonald fights back from an 11-point deficit, and then Nielsville pushes it back to 11 by the break. That's the halftime deficit for your McDonald Max. We are back with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show in 3.5 minutes. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports and Max TV, this is Lady Max Basketball.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
No-look bounce pass down low.
Katie Ruff off the window, counted in a foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonnell difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. We welcome you to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue. Eau Claire, find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Matt and A-Max basketball this afternoon on WOGO Sports and Max TV. A battle of two of the top 10 teams in the state, McDonald Division 5, Neillsville Division 4. This Neillsville Warriors team, Mark Maloney, 6 three-pointers per game average. They hit 8 in the first half. 8
yes.
Three-pointers in the first half, and that's a big, big factor in this 11-point deficit for the Lady Mavs.
Yes, they're a good shooting team. Whether it's from outside, inside, they do a nice job. Again, McDonald's defense has kind of given some issues there, causing 6 turnovers. And again, the McDonald girls are having a little bit of a time getting their ball into the offense there, set, getting some rhythm going there. So, and they also have 5 turnovers. Again, just some great defense. I'm loving this because both teams are just playing such good defense. It makes them, work hard to get their points. And, unfortunately, Neillsville is just nailing the threes. So, give them that credit. But, 11 points, they were down quite a bit before, battled back to tie it up. But it was 20-20 not too long ago, Caleb.
And that was after McDonald was down by 11. So
yes.
You're hoping they can mount another comeback.
We'll see how they do.
Looking at scoring for both teams in the first half, Paris Opelt matched her class year. She has 11 points, does the junior. 3 three-pointers for Opelt. How about 8 apiece for Delaney Rochester and Sydney Subkey? Both of them have hit 2 threes. 5 for Amelia Trunkle before she exited with foul trouble, and 1 for Jess Kuhn. Now, 2 of the 5 starters for Neillsville do have 3 fouls, so that is something to keep an eye on. Emily Cooper with 12 points, a game-high 12 points in the first half. Aubrey Dorn with 4 all from the free throw line, 4 for Izzy Hartman, and 2 for Sophie Schmidgall. Let's hear how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes to the basket, can't get it to fall. Back out to Marley. Marley to Izzy Hartman, 17-foot jumper, left wing, money. Izzy Hartman shooting the ball with confidence. Rochester picks it up, wings a pass to Opelt, right wing in front of the McDonald bench. Splits a double team, does Opelt, goes to Rochester, rotates left corner, quick three, blocked by Aubrey Dorn. Oh, she swatted the heck out of that ball.
Yes.
For their first three to fall.
They just got to take care of the basketball.
Riley Hughes puts it on the floor with the left hand. At the left elbow, back out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman crashes hard to the hoop. Up and in for 2 with the left hand.
Might have taken an extra step.
I think she might have taken an NBA step, but Coach Geyer saw it. Out. Drops in for Izzy Hartman, right wing. Hartman puts it on the ground with the left hand across the foul line. Back to Emily Cooper. Cooper, deep three, left wing.
Oh, my goodness. I was waiting.
I need a little bit more of that. I think the official's right on that one, that it was incidental. And picking the pocket of Opelt is Schmidgall. Schmidgall has her pocket picked, but throwing it back to Emily Cooper. Delaney Rochester saves to the wrong team. And Emily Cooper says thank you very much and gets 2 more. 3-point game, 20-17, Neillsville. Over to Opelt. Oh, no, they left her alone for 3. That one in and out. Wow, you just think it's going in every time she shoots. Marley Hughes, Emily Cooper for 3, right side. That one is all net.
I love this look from right here, Caleb, and it just looks so good.
Tie game, 20 apiece, 3:21 left. Don't go anywhere. Timeout on the floor.
After that, Neillsville went on a 13-2 run, and that makes it a 33-22 score at the half. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. We are back in 30 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again. Wurzgalla Company.
Finish up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Here in Chippewa Falls, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Our halftime tradition is Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. I'm going to start down at the bottom of my list here now with Mason Gadel is in the Merchant Marines. He's a 2022 Chi-Hi grad. Matt Pulver is a McDonnell Chi-Hi grad. He played a lot of hockey around the area. Is at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska, flying reconnaissance RC-135s. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is a Chi-Hi grad in the Air Force, stationed over in Germany, recently proposed to his girlfriend, is soon to be married. Ellie Eckes, a McDonald grad in the Army National Guard. Chuck Gardo is a Chi-Hi grad in the Marine Corps, stationed over in Hawaii. Noah Stewart is a Chi-Hi grad, currently stationed down at Lackland Air Force Base. I ran into him over Christmas, and he just got recently promoted to senior airman on an early promotion there, so congratulations, Noah. Keep up the good work. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad, is currently at Fort McCoy in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Brandon Anderson from Colfax, active duty in the Navy. John Hayton is also from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Jordan Chartrand is in the Army, still stationed down at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He's been down there for quite a while. Austin Tolleson in the Marine Corps Reserve is a staff sergeant out of the Great Lakes, Illinois. Carter Billen, working security forces at Fairchild Air Force Base, Washington. Kristen Levesser Davis is in the Air Force National Guard. She's at drill this weekend over in Minneapolis, along with Sarah Passing Bovey in the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minnesota. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad out of Scott Air Force Base. Him and his wife are expecting their first baby. Kyle Nicole Leadholm at Dover Air Force Base, currently going to Japan. Jory Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base. And Glenn Maloney and his wife, Linda, and our two granddaughters down there. And Linda just came home from having some surgery done and having that early baby. So congratulations to them. And again, a huge shout-out and thank you to all of our military.
McDonald starts on defense and starts with a turnover early in the second half as Emily Cooper and Aubrey Dorn both going after a pass. Emily got it. Aubrey would have if she had it. Dorn crashes right to the hoop over the top of Opelt. That shot is blocked. Ripped right back by Aubrey Dorn. She's in traffic underneath. Spins and scores.
What a fight.
Goodness. Aubrey Dorn, that's her first field goal. She has 6 points. McDonald trails 33-24. Original starting five for the Lady Macs. Marley Hughes, Aubrey Dorn, Callie Goulet, Izzy Hartman, and Emily Cooper on the floor for Coach Don Cooper, trailing right now by 9. Trunkle to Kuhn. Kuhn thought about a 3. Said we'll pass it up. Goes to Delaney Rochester. Back out to Trunkle, who's playing along with Kuhn with 3 fouls. Picking up her dribble, Emily Cooper almost forces a 5-second count. Paris Opelt trying to fend off Callie Goulet. Kick back out to Kuhn. Kuhn double clutches, will take the 3. They're giving her that shot. Subkey out to Trunkle. Trunkle picks up the dribble again. Floats it over to Kuhn. She'll take a long 2 instead. And McDonald will probably give her that one, an 18-footer, and just tip the cap.
Yeah, she was just a step inside the outside for the 3-point line. Didn't want to shoot the 3, but she'll take the long 2.
Aubrey Dorn finds Callie Goulet all too hot to handle, and Callie lost it along the baseline. Might have been a good look there.
Yes.
Well, fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order the Butter Burger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley, or as Mark would say, maybe the Mushroom and Swiss would be a good option as well. It's all good at Culver's of Lake Halley.
It's going to be my go-to here since I'm being a bachelor for a while.
Culver's will take care of you. Quick jumper from Subkey is good from just outside the right elbow. And Neillsville, unfortunately, has stayed hot from the field. You hope they'll just stay hot They have to be from inside the three-point arc. 37-24. Largest lead of the afternoon for the Nielsville Warriors. Left side, Izzy Hartman trying to answer from 17.
Reigns it in.
Izzy Hartman has 6 points, and that was a good-looking jumper. 37-26. Opelt calling for the ball left wing. Passes up a deep three instead. Drives. Baseline goes glass and good as Aubrey Dorn got a little out of position there. Trying to stop the three.
Yes. You got to.
39-26. Opelt, just, it's hard to believe she's just a junior. That skill set. Emily Cooper up top calling out the play. Left side, Marley Hughes. Marley floats it at the left elbow. Aubrey Dorn looks to the low post. Instead, backing down on Opelt. Spins, working the pivot foot. Got to avoid a three-second count, and she will not.
She gets, you know, the rule is on a three-second, a lot of people don't understand that. But when you have the basketball in the three-second area, and as long as you're attempting to make a basket, you can be in there for a half hour. As long as you're attempting to make a basket. But as soon as you turn away from the basket, you resume the three-second count.
Marley Hugh is going to be called with a foul. I thought she might get a tie-up kind of right in front of us here.
Grabbed a little bit of
Mila Trunkle. So that's the first whistle of the second half. Foul goes on Marley. That's her first. Trunkle inbounds into the backcourt. Delaney Rochester will take it across the logo against Sophie Schmidgall. Rochester to Trunkle into the right corner. Paris Opelt. 39-26, 13-point lead for Nielsville. And Opelt steps on the end line. Good double there by McDonald.
Yes, a very good double without fouling.
They're going to need more of that here as they try and fight their way back into this game. A lot of time remaining, 14:40 left. Marley Hughes pulls up, 17-foot jumper, money straight on.
Nice.
That's the first basket for Marley Hughes. Again, we don't want to belabor the point, but Marley certainly isn't feeling her best today. Just trying to battle through it. 39-28, McDonald back down by 11. That was their halftime deficit. They were down 11 the first half, came back to tie it at 20. Need more of the same here in the second. Rochester right corner to Trunkle. Trunkle working a left-handed bounce. Picks up her dribble against Sophie Schmidgall for Kuhn, the freshman. Kuhn flips it up, stolen away by McDonald for a moment, and Opelt gets it right back to Rochester. Left side, Subke. Up top, Trunkle. Trunkle slides a bounce to Kuhn on the right wing outside the arc. Donald waiting to double on Kuhn. They will in the corner, and Kuhn throws it away. Turnover goes back to the max. Callie Goulet and Kylie Jensen will come in. Aubrey Dorn will get a breather, as will Izzy Hartman with 13:51 left to play. 11-point game, 39-28, Nielsville. Top teams in the Eastern and Western Clover Belt. Very likely this matchup could be repeated in a couple weeks at Nielsville for a Clover Belt crossover game, but this is before seeding, so this is the one that matters. Left side, Emily Cooper, quick trigger on a three. That one comes up short, grazes the side of the rim, and Opelt with the rebound. She'll look ahead. Rochester over the shoulder catch. Layup won't fall. Rebound, Callie Goulet. Now McDonald wants to run. They've got numbers for a moment coming from behind. Rochester picks up her second foul, I believe.
Yes.
A little frustration there at herself, I think, for not missing the or for not making the layup. Aubrey Dorn will immediately come right back in.
It was a good pass down to Rochester, but she had a lot of speed going in there and just couldn't quite hit the brakes.
Paris Opelt with that almost assist. Inbounds to Emily Cooper in front of her own bench, right back to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn is doubled, spins at the foul line. Dorn going hard between two defenders, hits the deck, no whistle. 39-28. Opelt coming the other way. Just inside the arc, loops it to the right corner. Rochester spins it over. Subke for her third three. Wow. They just don't miss from beyond the arc. 9 3-pointers made for Nielsville. 42-28, largest lead for the Warriors at 14 points. Sophie Schmidgall on the baseline. Her shot blocked. Opelt tied up with Schmidgall underneath. Possession stays with McDonald.
Good hustle there by Sophie.
Again, the scouting report would say that Nielsville can shoot, but this is just something beyond what we imagined. Callie Goulet right corner off the inbounds. Up top, Kylie Jensen. Jensen can't quite get the pass, but will retrieve it near midcourt. Against Delaney Rochester, and Rochester, the senior, all over Jensen. She'll bounce it into the corner. Back out, Emily Cooper. 12.5 to go, 42-28. McDonald down by 14. Some work to do here. Pass tipped into the corner, stolen by Nielsville, and a foul. Callie Goulet may have just picked up her third. Emily yes. Cooper was in the area as well. Again, one of those commit the turnover and then trying to get it back right away.
I don't think they put that on.
No, they put it on Emily Cooper. Right side, Trunkle. And Nielsville stayed pretty clean here in the second half. Just one whistle after they had two starters with three fouls apiece. Trunkle right side, bounce off the glass. Too strong, rebound knocked out of bounds to McDonald. With 12:14 left. Marley Hughes will come in for Callie Goulet. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 12:09 to go. Clock rolling here in Chippewa Falls. 42-28, McDonald down 14. Kick out, Kylie Jensen passes up a three. Had a good look at one. Goes over to Marley Hughes on the left. Marley can't find the post, instead to Kylie Jensen. Jensen up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper at the high post, Marley Hughes at the right elbow, out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen to Aubrey Dorn, left wing. To Marley. Marley turns in the paint, scores from 8 feet.
Nice shot by Marley.
42-30. McDonald down 12. Opelt in the backcourt. All the way across the floor to Rochester. Tipped pass, stolen by Emily Cooper. McDonald with numbers. Sophie Schmidgall off the feed, can't get the layup to fall. Now Emily Cooper almost knocks it away in the backcourt again. Trunkle across the timeline with a pass to Rochester. Rochester over in the left corner, that's Subke. 12-point lead for Nielsville. Doubled is Subke. She's in some trouble and a timeout taken by Coach Geyer of Nielsville.
30 seconds.
It's a 30-second break. We'll be back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are always ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Wynn Family Dentistry. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. That's Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls. 42-30 here in Chippewa at McDonald Central High School. The Nielsville Warriors with a 12-point lead over your Lady Max, looking for 15. Three-pointer will not go for Trunkle. That was a deep one on the left wing.
Yes, it was.
Marley Hughes slowly across the Bulldog logo at midcourt to Kylie Jensen. Back to Marley on the right with under 11 to play. Marley pulls up just inside the foul line, comes up short. Offensive rebound, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn finds Sophie Schmidgall up and in for two.
Nice.
Wheeling and dealing Aubrey Dorn, and Sophie from the weak side makes it a 10-point game. 42-32 Nielsville. Opelt shoots it across the timeline to Trunkle. Trunkle. Far side pass, Subke. Subke lost for a moment. Rochester retrieves her midcourt. Back to Subke. All the way across the floor, Trunkle. To Opelt, left corner. Good closeout by Aubrey Dorn without leaving her feet. Prevents the three. Now Rochester hits the brakes. Right side, Subke. At the high post, Kuhn. Over to Opelt. Now Opelt has a look at a three. That one just a little bit short.
We'll take it.
Absolutely. Anytime Paris Opelt gets a decent look and misses. Up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper, good head fake down the left side of the lane. Tries to throw up a tough shot. Won't go. I think she was looking for a foul call there. Didn't get one.
Kind of forced that one in there.
Nielsville doing a good job just walling up without creating contact. 9:40 to go. 42-32. 10-point game. Up top. Delaney Rochester will leave it on the left side for Kuhn. Just Kuhn, the freshman. Kylie Jensen and Sophie Schmidgall up top. Rochester on the right wing. Paris Opelt being chased. Opelt picks up her dribble, long cross court skip to Rochester. Rochester has her pass tipped out of bounds. Quick hands from Kylie Jensen will stay with Nielsville. Maddie Geisler, Callie Goulet, and Izzy Hartman in. Jensen, Schmidgall, and Cooper out. for the Lady Max. Oh, no, Emily. Yeah. Emily just, Cooper wasn't sure for a second.
In and out.
So the five on the floor, Aubrey Dorn, Marley Hughes, Callie Goulet, Izzy Hartman, and Maddie Geisler. Left line is Paris Opelt. Opelt up top, Subke. Back to Opelt on the left wing. Paris Opelt, the junior. Far side of the floor. The Nielsville Warriors working it outside the arc as we are past the halfway point now here of the second half. Subke on the left wing, back to Opelt. Hartman comes out on her. They'll look for a double. Opelt high on the left. Loops it over right side for Delaney Rochester. In the left corner, McDonald with some perimeter defense, but Izzy Hartman's going to get caught a little bit out of position as she gives a little hip check far side of the floor in front of the Nielsville bench, and not going to get away with that one. That's the second on Hartman. Just one foul so far against Nielsville here in the second half after they had some foul trouble in the first half. Three whistles against McDonald. 8:38 to go, 42-32. It remains a 10-point lead for the Nielsville Warriors. High on the right side, Subke to the right corner. That's Rochester. She walked with the basketball, and the officials right on top of that. Well, it's time. Time to call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or Wurzgalla.com. Marley Hughes for her first three. Straight on, straight in.
That's a good time for Marley.
Makes it a single-digit deficit, 42-35, and here come the Lady Max. Right side to Laney Rochester. Rochester to Opelt. Don't let her answer.
No.
In the right corner, Subke. Again, kind of pick your poison against this Nielsville team because so many of them can shoot prolifically from beyond the arc. Opelt loops it over to Rochester. In the left corner now, that's Trunkel. Back on the opposite side, right wing, Subke. 7:43 to go, 7-point deficit for the Lady Max. Opelt, right side, Rochester, high catch, drops into the corner. Left-handed bounce up top, a little contact there from Hartman, not enough to draw a whistle. Right side, Paris Opelt. Opelt, over on the left side is Nielsville being very patient.
Yes,
now.
They are. They're burning a lot of clock.
Opelt, right side to Kuhn. Kuhn force feeds it into the paint. It's loose and scrabbled out by Aubrey Dorn to Marley Hughes. Hughes on the run. Maddie Geisler pops a three. Right wing, side of the rim, no. It's a good look there. Still a 7-point deficit. Rochester. I'm going to meet the pass now on the right wing for Kuhn. Kuhn leaves for Opelt, left of the circle. McDonald trying to prevent a three-point shot.
They're going to have to go to a man-to-man defense.
Left side to Kuhn and a walk. Oh, they missed it.
Yep.
Goodness. Subke clearly took steps. Right side, Paris Opelt. Opelt against Izzy Hartman. Hartman kicks into the corner. Out of bounds. Will stay with Nielsville. Now, in fairness, McDonald got and Marley Hughes is campaigning to the referees. But in fairness, God bless her, but Izzy Hartman looked like she took three steps on a bucket early in the first half. So,
yeah.
6.5 to go, 42-35 Nielsville. Opelt signs a dangerous pass to Trunkel. A couple McDonald arms in the way there, but couldn't get to it. Trunkel trying to avoid a five-second call, just barely does. Back to Opelt. Opelt whips a pass in the left corner. Rochester has a good look at a three. Oh, wow, she bombs another one. Wow, that created by Opelt. Back to a 10-point lead for the Warriors. They have 10 made three-pointers here tonight. Up top, Emily Cooper off the screen from Hartman. Finds Schmidgaw in the left corner against Opelt. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn misses one off the glass. Goes up strong. Nice. Carrier foul. Hoop and harm for the Lady Max Jr.
She knew that was kind of going to go off the other side and went after it hard and picked up the foul.
A warm-up on a cold day with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's. Regular and buffalo served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley. Callie Goulet will check out. Izzy Hartman back in. Free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play is good for Aubrey Dorn. 7-point game, 45-38.
Full timeout.
Timeout taken with 5:54 left. We'll be back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Under the sports schedule page is also where you can find links to the live stream if you'd like to watch and listen to this afternoon's game. 7-point advantage right now for Neillsville, 45-38. They lead your McDonald Lady Max. We are past the two-thirds point now, the second half. McDonald coming out with some close to full-court pressure. Trailing by 7. Neillsville across the timeline. Again, after a lot of foul trouble in the first half, the Warriors really have not committed fouls here in the second. Just two whistles against them so far. Bounce to Rochester, right corner. Rochester splitting a double team. Shoots it out left side. Opel all alone for a three, left corner. Even before she lets it go. Just 11 threes for Neillsville. 48-38. McDonald down 10. Some days, just got to tip your cap to a team that
can
shoot
absolutely that well.
Shooting the lights out. See what McDonald can answer with here. With a lot of time remaining, just over 5 minutes left. They have work to do, down 10. Emily Cooper to answer for three. Oh, it rimmed in and out.
Yes.
Halfway down from the left wing. Trunkle over to Subke, gets it back. Now on the run, trying to avoid a trap. Will slide a bounce over opposite side. Kuhn up top to Opelt left wing. Long cross-court skip, that's Trunkle. Trunkle to Subke on the left wing. Neillsville's been taking their time on possessions here in the second half, not giving McDonald an opportunity to get a lot of shots off. Opelt again left alone for three, and again the same result.
I am shaking my head.
Running out of room on the stat sheet for Paris Opelt's threes, 51-38. Marley Hughes to Emily Cooper up top. Back to Marley on the right wing. Finds Aubrey Dorn at the right block. Aubrey backing in. Lost it out of bounds as Opelt came in to knock it loose. 19 points for Paris Opelt. 15 of the 19 from beyond the arc. 4:11 remaining. Nice inbounds look to Aubrey Dorn. Counter and a foul. Another chance at three the old-fashioned way for Aubrey.
It's a good look there, good pass by Marley.
Well, threes any way you can get them for McDonald, trying to keep pace with Neillsville. 51-40 with 4:10 left. Aubrey Dorn, the free throw is good. She has been solid from the line here. And another timeout taken by McDonald. 30-second break, and we're back on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Looks like I'll have to correct myself. 12 three-pointers made so far in the game for the Neillsville Warriors. 36 of their 51 points. 4:10 left. What do the Lady Max have left in the tank here? Trailing by 10, 51-41. Delaney Rochester loops it to the freshman Kuhn, going in hard at Aubrey Dorn, and a bump and a foul called on Aubrey. That's the team's fourth.
or third.
And that will send Kuhn to the line. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best, as Kuhn is good on the first free throw. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, there are now Altoona and Chippewa Falls outreach clinics all throughout western Wisconsin. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CVOSM.com/WOGO. 52-41 Nielsville, pending the second free throw from Kuhn. That one is good as well. 53-41, back to a 12-point lead for the Warriors. Under 4 minutes to go now. Marley Hughes, right wing. Marley against Trunkle up top. Emily Cooper working off a screen. Cooper down the left side of the lane. Emily Cooper holding, looking, waiting. Up top, Hartman, and a foul first underneath. This will go against Nielsville. We'll see who they got with that one. I think that was on Rochester.
That's her third.
That's her third. So three players with three fouls for Nielsville. 53-41, McDonald down 12. Inbounds to Emily Cooper. Back to Marley Hughes. Spots up for three. Left corner. No.
Look good. It was a good shot by Marley.
Good look. Off the inbounds. Left side is Trunkle. Trunkle will hand it off to Opelt. Opelt runs over Emily Cooper. And Cooper went down heavily. Opelt's going to check on her. And Emily, we'll see if they sub in for her. They may. Emily Cooper's going to have to take a break for a moment here and try and
walk
this one off.
Elbow in the midsection there as she was trying to trap.
And when that air goes out of you, that is a very, very unpleasant feeling. Right side, Delaney Rochester. Izzy Hartman makes her give the ball up. Trunkle back out to Kuhn, right wing. Kuhn spinning into the lane. Beautiful Euro step. Too strong on the finish, though. Rebound to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn wants to run. Push ahead to Callie Goulet. Goulet back to Hartman, to Marley Hughes. Loops over for Kylie Jensen. Wide open. Looking at the three. Left wing. Marley! Nice. Kylie Jensen makes it a single-digit deficit for McDonald. Full timeout taken. We're back after this in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Just under 3 minutes remaining in regulation. McDonald has whittled a bit at this Nielsville lead. They trail 53-44. The Warriors will be inbounding out of the Lady Mac's timeout. Kuhn, the freshman, stops in the backcourt. Back to Opelt, the junior. Over for Trunkle across the timeline. At the logo stands Paris Opelt. One bounce back to Trunkle with 2:47 to play. Opelt over to Trunkle. Trunkle loops into the left corner. Delaney Rochester, they left her all alone for three. And that is the 13th three-pointer made for Nielsville.
They just don't hesitate. They just, if they're open, they're shooting.
56-44, McDonald. Aubrey Dorn going in hard. Can't get the shot to fall, but able to draw the fourth foul from Delaney Rochester. 2:23 left. 56-44, Aubrey Dorn at the line, shooting a pair. Team fouls even at five apiece. Emily Cooper looks like she's going to be checking back in here, so that's good to see. First free throw, rims out. Just Spun all around the iron and out for Aubrey Dorn. Callie Goulet out. Emily Cooper is back in with 2:23 remaining. Aubrey Dorn's had a very strong second half. And gets a nice bounce on the second free throw. 56-45, 11-point game. Max looking for a miracle here. And there's a little help. There's a pass thrown over the top. And out of bounds, Subke could not get high enough to get it. The Lady Max have hit four threes here tonight versus the 13 from Nielsville.
They need to
convert. They're capable.
Need to convert here.
Emily Cooper up top on Delaney Rochester to Marley Hughes. Off the screen from Cooper. Out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen back to Cooper. Steps back for three. Left side. Rims in and out. Opelt with the rebound. Aubrey Dorn tries to step in front. Makes her give it up. But Nielsville still will clear. Trunkle with a pass across the timeline to Subke. Subke into the left corner. Delaney Rochester whips it over to Trunkle right wing. And this Nielsville team, Rochester open for three left corner.
It's almost comical how they just are so poised shooting those threes.
59-45, 14 made threes for Nielsville. Another timeout taken, 30-second break, and we're back on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Well, usually as a road team, we may have struggled a bit trying to adjust to an opposing team's court, but the Nielsville Warriors apparently really like it here at McDonald. Look into the stats, but I would have a hard time believing they have had a game this year where they have shot this well from beyond the arc.
Delaney Rochester has five threes, along with Paris Opelt has five threes. That's just good shooting.
90 seconds left, 59-45 Nielsville. This would be their 20th win of the season as Emily Cooper gives it up. Loses it to Amelia Trunkle. Now Rochester down the lane, too strong off the window. Rebound Kylie Jensen. McDonald push ahead to Emily Cooper. Cooper straight on. Sophie Schmidgall spots up 17-foot jumper. That one off the mark. Schmidgall trying to track down her own rebound. Couldn't get to it. Bodies hitting the floor.
Jump ball.
Jump ball possession will go to Nielsville with a minute six left. Izzy Hartman comes in for Callie Goulet. Maddie Geisler, Izzy Hartman, Sophie Schmidgall. Actually, Sophie will check out. Aubrey Dorn, Kylie Jensen, and Emily Cooper in the game for McDonald. Inbounds Opelt to Kuhn. Kuhn will cross the timeline with a pass to Subke. A whistle and a foul, far side of the floor. Last one to give for McDonald. That one was on Emily Cooper. Exactly 60 seconds remaining before the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Muir in Chippewa Falls. Inbounds to Opelt. Opelt at the left elbow out to Trunkle. Probably under direction now from Coach John Geyer to just bleed clock and kind of run this one out.
Yep.
Nielsville Warriors made a trip to state last year, lost in the Division 4 state semifinal, and they look like they have designs on getting a ball of one color or another this year.
5 seconds. Oh, full timeout.
Full timeout taken. We're back in 60 seconds with a conclusion here on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card,
Up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit, Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
.4 seconds remaining, clock running. Nielsville with the basketball and a 59-45 lead over your McDonald Lady Macs. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Pass to Rochester. She'll run it out into the corner. Up top, Kuhn. Quick whistle, and that was a foul.
Katie Ruff.
On Katie Ruff, and that will send Kuhn to the line. She was 2 for 2 on her last two attempts. 22.5 seconds remaining. Nielsville averages 61.6 points per game. Could get pretty close to it with a couple makes here. Where his free throw is good for Jess Kuhn.
Second. 22.5 on the clock.
Second free throw for the freshman Kuhn. That one good as well. Coach Geyer talked about some of the inexperience for his team. Even with a lot back, as Kuhn will exit to applause from the Nielsville squad, but those young players don't look, or at least play young. Emily Cooper up top, over to Maddie Geisler. Geisler fires it down to Dorn. Dorn up with the left hand, counted in a foul, a chance for her third and one tonight.
She's a good fighter down there underneath the basket. She knows what to do with the basketball.
So 15 in the second half for Aubrey Dorn. Looking for 16 with a possible make here. And she will complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Good work there by Aubrey Dorn. 61-48. McDonald trails by 13 with 5 seconds left. Trunkle splits the double team with a dribble and will walk this one out. And McDonald, you got to tip your cap to the team at the top of the eastern side of the Clover Belt Conference. 14 made threes here in Chippewa Falls for the Nielsville Warriors, who moved to 20-0 on the season. They are 13-0 in the Eastern Clover Belt Conference. The Lady Macs fall to 16-4 on the season, but still unbeaten, 12-0 in the Western Clover Belt, and just need one more conference win to secure the outright conference championship. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls with the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Back in 3.5 here on WOGO. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
No look bounce pass down low.
Katie Ruff off the window, counted in a foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Back here in the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald falls to state-ranked Nielsville 61-48 here with head coach Don Cooper. And, Coach, we talked about defense before the game. How much do you say in a game like this we've got to be better defensively, and how much do you just tip your cap to a team that absolutely shot the lights out, averaged 6 made threes per game, hit 14 here on you tonight?
I just thought they played good, and that's what good teams do. And we just got to get better come the playoff run. It's so good, like I said to the girls, we want to play hard competition. Harder the competition is, the better we'll be in playoff time. So, again, like I said, this is probably one of the best teams we played all year long, and they did great. So hats off to them.
Coach, you were down 11 early in the first half. We're able to tie it back at 20, and Nielsville did go on a run to end the half, too. But we saw, again, pushes, runs from both teams. What were you most pleased with about the way your team responded every time they got down by double digits?
Well, they just battled. I mean, you could see the heart and the passion in us. We just have so much passion that we just the resiliency and that grit that we have. Again, I haven't had a team like that with the grit that you just never give up, which is a positive thing going into playoffs. But like I said, we got to play better against good teams, good shooting teams, especially like this.
And especially, Coach, as you look at your stretch run of the season here, again, needing a win at Bloomer or at Cadott, or both, of course, but to get that conference title secured outright. But then you've got a state-ranked Phillips team. We talked about your non-conference scheduling.
Yep.
You're not shying away from some of the best teams, even in higher divisions, all to prepare you for when it really is money time.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about. The better that we can get based on the competition, it'll be better for us in the playoffs.
Well, Coach, again, grit really does describe this team. You'd like to be able to win them all. Can't always do that.
Nope.
But tip of the cap to the Warriors
here in a couple weeks.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll see you then, and we'll see you coming up on Friday night at Cadott as well. Best of luck in the meantime against Bloomer. Thank you for your time.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
That's head coach Don Cooper here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Now we'll take that 3.5-minute break and be back with a post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. 3.5 minutes, and we're back on WOGO Sports.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonnell difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Yep, it's cold. Spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at stelterincorporated.com.
Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, the site of this game between two teams top-ranked in their respective divisions. As we've been telling you, McDonald came into this game in the AP poll tied for 10th in Division 5 and 8th in the coaches poll. Neillsville in Division 4, again, after they went to state last year, they are currently ranked 5th in the Associated Press poll and 7th in the coaches poll. And they looked like a state-ranked team, Mark Maloney. Really, I mean, and you talk about these non-conference games and the level of competition McDonald schedules. Neillsville, of course, by scheduling McDonald. Coach Geyer, a lot of respect for this McDonald program, and they were ready for this game.
Yes, and again, the Neillsville team, they're well-coached, and they take care of the basketball and can shoot the lights out and just played some phenomenal defense against McDonald. And again, I think the McDonald girls did a nice job playing defense on Neillsville, causing them to have, I think I got them for 12 turnovers in the game. And again, that was all due to that tough defense that they were playing. But like you were saying, it's like it's them girls, Rochester and Opelt, when they're wide open shooting the three, you just start writing it down because it's going to go in. And,
I mean,
they shot the lights out.
And Trunkle had some foul trouble, but coming into this game, you looked at their stats from three. Opelt 57% from three coming into the game. That, of course, is going to go up here tonight, but 39 made. Trunkle 48% from three with 38 made. And Delaney Rochester, 22 three-pointers made, 43%. Now, McDonald has some incredible three-point shooters. Marley Hughes at 44% and Emily Cooper at 42%. But when you look at those who see McDonald and they see how well Marley can shoot and how well Emily can shoot, and when you look at a team that has one player right around their level and then two players significantly above that in terms of percentage, it opens your eyes a little bit about what Neillsville does well, and you hoped maybe they just wouldn't attempt a lot if they really do shoot that well, but they got some open looks and they canned them.
Yes, and again, that's what them girls do, and they, you know, some teams live and die by the three, and obviously today Neillsville lived by it. They just shot the lights out and did really well there. So, and again, you know, you try not to give them those open looks, but they just do a very good job of moving the basketball around and creating the shots.
And this is a veteran team. Again, a lot of players by class. It's not a senior laden team, which again will be tied the rest of the Eastern Clover Belt because so many of these players are coming back next year. But this is a Neillsville Warriors team that they're a veteran squad, a lot of players back, and maybe even players that didn't see as many minutes last year, but were ready for the opportunities, have played a lot of basketball, well coached, good program, and again, those 12 turnovers, that probably is a tip of the cap from Neillsville to McDonald, because that's not something that Neillsville typically does. They don't turn the ball over a lot, and just 9.7 turnovers per game, and McDonald able to get a couple more beyond that average here. But it's just two really quality teams here, and nothing to hang your head over at all if you're a McDonald. Again, as we mentioned, didn't want to make it a huge factor in this game, but Marley Hughes was just not well. And so she had 7 points all in the second half, and we'll get to the stats in a moment. But Marley, again, it takes energy defensively that usually she gives you, and she gave you as much as she possibly could, but just not herself.
Yep.
Today. So again, that's your senior, that's your leader, and not saying that makes the entire difference in this game, but you'd like to see these teams fully healthy go at it again in a couple weeks and let the chips fall where they may then, when, again, it won't matter for seeding at that
right.
point, but just purely as a fan, you want to see it.
Yes, and again, like Coach Cooper alluded to, playing these type of teams is going to get those guys pretty fired up for the playoffs, so we'll see how that gets along. And again, you know, this is kind of something that the girls got to maintain and say, you know, when they go up against other teams that aren't of this quality of the Neillsville team, and you just say, okay, look, we played some really good teams here, and let's play other teams like they're this good. You know, you go at those, some of those opponents, and you just say, let's play them really, really tough like we did against Neillsville, and show these other teams what we're really made out of. So again, that's it's a good thing for McDonald to have the competition that they had tonight.
Well, taking a look at the stats now, we'll get to the points scored, but Nielsville with 14 three-pointers made. And again, it's just you just don't see that very often at this level of basketball. 5 three-pointers made for Paris Opelt, 5 for Delaney Rochester, 3 for Sydney Subke, and 1 for Amelia Trunkle, who may have hit more if she hadn't battled some foul trouble. That leads to the scoring. 5 players scored for Nielsville, 3 in double digits, 19 for Paris Opelt. That is right about her season average. 17 for Delaney Rochester, 5 above her typical game. Sydney Subke with 13. Usually she averages about 9. 7 for Jess Kuhn, also above average. 5 for Amelia Trunkle, and again, that's about 7 points, 7-8 points below her regular average. She did battle some of that foul trouble. For McDonald, 6 players scored. 16 for Aubrey Dorn. That's a team high. She had 12 of those 16 after the break and did a lot of damage from the foul line. Emily Cooper had 12 points on the first half, though, as Emily did get shut out in the second half. 7 for Marley Hughes. All of those came after halftime. 6 for Izzy Hartman, who shot the ball well. 4 for Sophie Schmidgall, and 3 for Kylie Jensen. We'll step out and take a break, 2.5 minutes, as we come back to finish off the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. A look ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar. This is the first half of a doubleheader. Mark Halverson with a call later on this evening. Chi-High boys basketball travels to Eau Claire North at the Doghouse, and we'll take a look at our next McDonald games coming up as well. That's all ahead in 2.5 on WOGO Sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
No look bounce pass down low. Katie Ruff off the window, counted in a foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in, the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonnell difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald falls 61-48 to the Nielsville Warriors, who remain perfect on the season 20-0. But again, 2 weeks from tonight, we very likely will have a rematch of these two on our air here on WOGO Sports. And that brings us to a look at the WOGO Sports calendar. So again, playoff basketball looming soon on the 21st for the Lady Macs and then the 28th for the Macs boys. Don't forget about our doubleheader broadcast here this afternoon and evening, matinee Max Hoops. But tonight, Chi-High basketball on the road just south, going to Eau Claire North, 6:55 approximate start. Mark Halverson with the call here on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Then Chi High on Tuesday will take on Superior. Chi High Hockey, a big one against Eau Claire Memorial. That will be after seedings come out, but trying to get a season sweep of the old Abes. That'll be on Thursday evening at 6:40. Greg Stewart, Cooper Fosvik with the call. Next time we will have these McDonald Lady Macs on WOGO Sports will be a week from yesterday evening. So a Friday evening game at Cadott, a huge game. Hopefully McDonald will have already secured the outright title for the Western Clover Belt Conference, but you know Cadott wants some revenge for that whooping that McDonald put on them here on this floor. Chi High Lady Cardinals basketball on the road at New Richmond next Saturday afternoon. That's a 2:40 p.m. start. And that's a look at our WOGO sports calendar, which you can always access at WOGO.com. Click on sports schedule. Again, possibility that we might have a preempted game for McDonald Max basketball on the 17th if Chi High Hockey does indeed play on that Friday evening in the playoffs. CFM girls hockey should be on the air Thursday, the 16th of February against Black River Falls. Congratulations to Coach Tony Menard on that number two seed for his club and trying to make a return trip to state after, of course, CFM was your state champions just a few years ago. Let's hear how the second half sounded, then we'll get Mark's final thoughts before saying adieu here from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium in Chippewa Falls. This was the second half as McDonald falls by 13 in a hard-fought game. 24, largest lead of the afternoon for the Neillsville Warriors. Left side, Izzy Hartman trying to answer from 17, reins it in. Across the Bulldog logo at midcourt to Kylie Jensen. Back to Marley on the right with under 11 to play. Marley pulls up just inside the foul line, comes up short. Offensive rebound, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn finds Sophie Schmick up and in for two.
Nice.
Wheeling and dealing, Aubrey Dorn, and Sophie from the weak side makes it a 10-point game. Koozie, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or Rizgala.com. Marley Hughes for her first three. Straight on, straight in. That's a good time for Marley. Makes it a single-digit deficit, 42-35, and here come the Lady Macs. Night. Up top, Emily Cooper off the screen from Hartman. Finds Schmidgaw in the left corner against Opelt. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn misses one off the glass. Goes up strong. Nice. Carolina foul. Hoop and harm for the Lady Macs junior.
She knew that was kind of going to go off the other side and went after it hard and picked up the foul.
19 points for Paris Opelt. 15 of the 19 from beyond the arc. 4:11 remaining. Nice inbounds look to Aubrey Dorn. Countered. And a foul, another chance at three, the old-fashioned way for Aubrey. Strong on the finish, though. Rebound to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn wants to run. Push ahead to Callie Goulet. Goulet back to Hartman, to Marley Hughes. Loops over for Kylie Jensen. Wide open, looking to three left. Wait, Marley! Yes. Kylie Jensen makes it a single-digit deficit for McDonald. Full timeout taken. Those young players don't look, or at least play young. Emily Cooper up top. Over to Maddie Geisler. Geisler fires it down to Dorn. Dorn up with the left hand, counted in a foul. A chance for her third and one tonight. Always entertaining, even in defeat. That is McDonald Lady Macs basketball. They do fall 61-48 as we finish up the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. One more just reminder to get those raffle tickets for Midwinter Mardi Gras. It's February 11th, $4,000 in cash prizes. One raffle ticket for $25 or five for $100. Get them at any one of the three schools. Your final thoughts here, Mark Maloney, is we'll have a bit of a break before we've got Max or Lady Max basketball coming up. But, I mean, this is the stretch run. As we're seeing Marley Hughes walking off the court here with a box of Kleenexes. It's just, I mean, that young lady just gives it everything she's got. Yes. And you know, she would never make excuses. The team would never make excuses. But, man, it's not easy to play when you're even a little bit under the weather. And she certainly was sapped of a lot of energy and still gave it everything she had.
And I'm gonna make a little comment here, too. I got a text here from Dale Tetralt. He says, "You sounded great on the radio, Coach." And Dale is currently in Green Bay at the All-State Banquet.
Yes.
So for football, and they're over at Green Bay, and I think David Anderson and Grant Smisky went down there with him. So that'll be nice for those guys, and a good recognition there for Dale on his All-State nomination in football. So let me get my football in there for a little bit.
And staying home to play for the Blue Golds in Eau Claire,
yes,
too.
So congratulations to Dale on that. But, hey, back to this game. I mean, there's not much to be said about this game. I mean, Neillsville was just is a great team. They're 20-0 for a reason, and they showed it tonight here in our gym. Why they're 20-0 when you shoot the way they did tonight and played really good defense. And I like the way our girls played.
Yeah,
I mean they fought hard. They knotted it up for a little bit and then fell apart again. But you know, when you got the girls that can shoot the ball like Neillsville does and control the ball like Neillsville does, and again, a tribute to our girls too is the fact that you know they didn't force Neillsville into creating 12 turnovers. That's my account. It's probably more than that because I get caught up watching some other stuff here. But it was a great game. It was good, and it's something for these girls to be proud of and something that they can take and learn from and keep moving forward as we near the playoffs.
Well, always entertaining, always proud to be your home of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics here on WOGO Sports. Hang with us here on WOGO as we'll get back to regular programming, but then be right back to great prep sports action. Halvo and Co. on the road, 6:55 p.m. this evening. Chi-High boys basketball looking to keep their winning streak going. It'll be at the Doghouse against Eau Claire North. Thank you to Zach Wycheck, as always, keeping things running smoothly at the WOGO home base in Halley. Thank you as well to our great partners with Max TV for those who are watching and listening to this afternoon's broadcast. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good afternoon from Stephen Demeraisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the Neillsville Warriors 61, the McDonald Lady Max 48. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good afternoon from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.